From the moment that Marconi's transmission was heard at Signal Hill in St. John's, Newfoundland in 1901, we knew we were in for something magical. This is Seldom Heard Radio with DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Mr. Isaac Hayes with Do Your Thing here on Seldom Heard Radio, music and culture in the spirit of free radio. I'm DJ Frederick with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I have some very cool low-power FM news for you I want to share with you. At 105.5 FM in Queens, New York, a new station, or I should say two new radio stations, will be sharing that frequency. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn. Okay, well, we all know there's a lot of Catholic radio stations out there. Very good. They'll be sharing it with the Global Service Center for Quitting Chinese Communist Party. Very intriguing name, and they will both be broadcasting in Mandarin to Mandarin-speaking residents of the Queens and Flushing, New York area. So that's really cool, and that's going to be on 105.5 FM in New York. Right here in New Hampshire, there are a few radio stations that were granted low-power FM licenses that have yet to take to the airwaves, including WNHB from the Boys and Girls Club of the North Country in Lisbon, New Hampshire. Their construction permit expires in January, so let's hope that they get on the air. WQNH 94.7 in Northwood, New Hampshire Community Radio. Their construction permit expires in October of 2017. Also, WHHF 101.7 St. Joseph Catholic Family Center from Manchester, and the Moose Mountain Media in Etna, New Hampshire, up around Hanover, and their construction permit expires in January. So let's hope that those stations who have been licensed to broadcast actually get a signal on air here in New Hampshire so that we can diversify your airwaves. I'll be back with more music on Seldom Heard Radio right after this.
There's a special type of bee that nests in the cliffs of the high country of the Hindu Kush in the Himalayas, and there are hunters willing to climb these steep cliffs to harvest the rare honey the bees produce. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. We're listening to the sounds of the Apis laboriosa bee. The beekeepers are local men who practice the dangerous art of harvesting high-altitude honey.
These people are honey hunters, and honey hunting is their livelihood. The honey from Apis laboriosa is very, very expensive, and it is being used in Japanese medicine, Korean medicine, and Chinese medicine, and there is great demand for this high-altitude honey.
Farooq Ahmad directs an international beekeeping project working with honey hunters. He says that the lure of this valuable honey is threatening to destroy the cliff bees.
Bees are not for honey only. The major task of bees is pollination.
The beekeeping project has been teaching honey hunters about the important role that bees play in sustaining the local ecosystem. If these bees are over-harvested, local crops may fail and the valuable honey will disappear.
Now honey hunters believe if their bees go, if they are totally destroyed, then their livelihood will go. So we are working with them while harvesting honey from different cliffs. We are trying to make people understand that all the bee combs should not be harvested. At least 20 to 50% bee colonies should stay there on different cliffs.
Farouk says in recent years, cliff bee colonies have also been threatened by recreational climbers who remove the honeycombs, never knowing the damage they cause. Pulse of the Planet is presented by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
It's a new season of Seldom Heard Radio with DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London.
Thank you. fields of happiness, I know. And it brings it all back to me. Somewhere deep inside of me, there's a song that I can sing. Jigsaw puzzles on a tree, and it brings it all back to me.
winter's day in the rain. White bird in a golden cage, alone. The leaves blow across the long black road, up to the darkened sky in its rain. But the white bird just sleeps in her cage, unknown. White bird must fly, she will die.
in a golden cage on a winter's day in the rain. White bird in a golden cage alone. White bird must fly, or she will die.
It's a Beautiful Day, recorded live on June 12th, 1998 at the Fillmore Auditorium, White Bird. And before that, we heard Caravan with 9 Feet Underground. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to program number 798 of Seldom Heard Radio, Music and Culture in the Spirit of Free Radio.
Shalom Secunda was a songwriter, not a fisherman, but he could tell you all about the one that got away. You're on the Soundbeat.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me.
When Secunda sold a catchy Yiddish tune to a publisher in 1932, he did so for $30, or about $500 today. But when a relatively unknown trio of sisters released the song 6 years later, it went on to sell millions. Here are the Andrews sisters in 1938 with Bay Mare Bees du Chien.
Means your rain. For me, Bees du Chien.
As you can hear, the only Yiddish that remained in the song was the title, though it was also printed as the German Bay Mare Bees du Chien. But anyway you say it, it translates as, "To me, you are beautiful." It put the Andrews sisters on the map and was the first gold record by a female vocal group. And as for poor Shalom Secunda, not all stories have happy endings. But this one does. We've got it at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Wireless. You hear that word used a lot today. We have wireless telephones, wireless internet systems, wireless microphones. What it actually means is that they are radios. And who knows more about radios than amateur radio operators? Call them amateurs or call them hams. They know the modern wireless world. They helped create it.
Walking on a dusty road in the countryside of Eve, I heard a song drifting on the gently blowing breeze. Sunshine through the autumn, sweet snow to the spring, corn by the water of an old mill stream. And you give me all, you give me all. Barrel pushed by a little man came rolling from the west. He sang a song as he stepped along until we drew abreast. Well, hello there, my friend, I see you're on the road, you're just like me. Why don't we stop and rest a while and boil a pot of tea?
Just give me a sunshine through the autumn, sweet snow to the spring.
Sunshine through the autumn, sweet snow to the spring, corn by the water. grove. I've seen the lands through the north and south and the tons of ice and snow. Have you seen the jungle so thick that a man can go? I've seen the farmer plow fields with nothing but a hoe. You must admit that a motor was good to all mankind. The air is sweeter here than a thousand miles behind.
Just give me sunshine through the autumn, sweet snow to the spring. Corn by the water of an old mill stream. And you give me all, and you give me all.
Recall a face. You must have learned a lot by now about your fellow man. I see the waves that break upon the beaches made of sand. What about the beauty of great art that men have done? Seen the shapes of mountains up against the morning sun.
Just give me sunshine through the autumn, sweet snow.
Be on my way.
The road is growing shorter as the sun sits on my day.
We'll have to meet again sometime to rest and share.